The first thing to say about legacy is that legacy means what happens afterwards, and there are as many different answers and as many different angles on the Olympics as you can think of. So some people want to know what's going to happen to the sports venues, some people want to know what's going to happen to the parkland, some people want to know what's going to happen to the jobs, some want to know what's going to happen to the transport system. There's all sorts of ways in which you might be interested in legacy from the Olympics. And so as an East End representative, I'm interested in legacy, and for me, legacy is what benefits come to local people out of the Olympic Games, whether it's jobs, improved environment, better transport, all of those things. So in a way, the sports venues are of less importance than a lot of the other things in legacy. So the stadium will be in the East End. We don't know yet what's going to happen to it afterwards, finally. It'll be a venue that people can use, but they won't use it day to day. Maybe underneath the stadium, there's rooms and spaces. We might get a school in one of those spaces. We might get some sports clubs that people can use. If you're into cycling, and quite a lot of young people are, there's going to be a superb cycling facility on their doorstep, which local clubs will be able to get into. I think local people as well. Superb swimming pool as well. We've been having a long argument about whether that's going to turn into a swimming pool that local people can use day to day. And I think it will do. It will still be used for competitions a lot, but the plan is that that becomes an improved facility for local people. Also in legacy, we get the Olympic Park. So we get a lovely new park area, which used to be fairly grotty industrial land, rail freight yards and so on. So that would be an improved environment. It'd make it a more attractive place to live in. So there's a lot of positives in terms of the legacy from sports and the open space.
But in terms of maybe the stadium itself, what's going to happen there?
Every Olympic Games, they have to build a stadium to hold at least 80,000 people. And afterwards, you find there aren't that many things you can do with an 80,000-seat stadium. The obvious thing would be to give it to a football club, but the way that an Olympic stadium is built doesn't quite work for a football club because the running track is far bigger than a football pitch would take
up. So one time, of course, West Ham were looking at this, weren't they?
Yeah, they were looking at that. And indeed, if you look at the one at Manchester City, what they did was they built a Commonwealth Games stadium. Afterwards, they dug out the pitch, basically, and put more seats in, so the seats are now closer to the football pitch than they would have been to the running track. So you can do things like that. But at present, it doesn't look like it's going to be a football venue. It looks more like it's going to be an athletics venue for some time into the future. You could probably get cricket in there, and I know there's a lot of fanatical interest in cricket in the East.
But surely we've already got Lords, we've already got the Oval. Do we really need another cricket
pitch?
Well,
okay. Well, I talked to local people in Forest Gate in particular, and there is a fanatical interest in cricket. There's a lack of cricket pitches in Newham, and so one of my ambitions in the Olympic Legacy Park is to get leisure cricket pitches put there, and maybe also get some 2020 or some professional cricket put there as well, because I think there'd be a real ready audience for it in the East End. So that may be a runner, but in a way I don't worry so much about the Olympic Stadium, because it seems to me the real prize is about the improved transport in the area and what happens after the Olympic Games in the development land that we have, that we can build some new homes on and some new jobs on for the local communities. If we look at what happened with Canary Wharf, big problem with Canary Wharf was we had lots of jobs there. In fact, you know, over 90,000 people now work there, but most of them come from outside the area. So what we want to do is raise the horizons of local school kids, of local people with ambition, and get them to fit into the new jobs in the Olympic Legacy Park.
I mean, do you think that's actually happened? Because there was a promise that when this park was being built and all these stadiums were being built, there was going to be local jobs for local people. Do you think that the authorities have delivered on that?
Well, the number of local people who want to get involved in construction jobs is limited. Not everyone wants to be a concrete pourer or a scaffolder or a steel erector or whatever. So I think all has been done that could be done to get local people with the skills and the aptitude into some of those jobs in Olympic Park. But I think that's not the real prize. The real prize is in the jobs that come afterwards.
What are these jobs going to be?
The first thing is we're going to build one of the biggest shopping centres in the southeast of England. And that's not just sort of retail jobs. There's also going to be office space on top of it.
That's at Stratford, the Westfield Shopping Centre, of course.
Next thing is we have, as part of the Stratford, we have planning permission for building several million square feet of office space. Now, it's not yet clear that they will be built. Thirdly, we've got what's called the Media Centre, the Broadcasting Centre, which is just on the Hackney side of the Olympic Park. And the question is what goes there. We're looking at maybe getting a university in there, maybe getting media companies. There's a lot of media companies in the East End of London. And if we can connect the skills and interests of local people to those job opportunities, that would be a way forward as well.
Now, of course, there's been reports that there's been cuts in legacy projects as a result of a £160 million bungle with a land deal by the London Development Agency. I mean, is that true?
Yes, there was a mess up in the budget for buying and clearing up the land. The total cost is something like £1.1 billion, and out of that, $160 million wasn't properly accounted for. And that money has to be found over 2 or 3 years. And it's meant that a lot of programs have had to be cut to find that money. So there were, and that includes projects designed to train people up for some of the Olympic skills type jobs. So on the face of it, we've got a big problem. The very projects that are meant to get people ready for the jobs after the Olympics are being cut at present.
Why does it always seem that it's the people in the East End, if something goes wrong, we're going to pay for it again? Yeah, why is it always like that?
Well, this is politics in a way. And obviously, the East End's always been at the bottom end of the pecking order. And the job of people like myself is to raise the game. It's not all doom. Overall, we're going to have a superbly connected transport system in the area. We're going to have a lot of cleaned up land that we can build new homes on. We are going to build a couple of secondary schools, primary schools, improved health facilities, a new shopping centre.
But going back to these projects that have been cut, there's things like High Street 2012 and these employment projects. Why have these been cut? Why have these been chosen? Because in terms of the overall budget, in fact, they're quite small spenders.
I think you'd have to ask the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, that for your final answer on it. But the hole in the Olympic budget has to be filled some way. And the way it has to be filled is by making savings in a number of other areas. And it was inevitable that East London would take some of those savings. I think we've taken a bigger share than we should do. And I think that the people who are doing this are short-sighted, because if we don't continue to invest in the area, then the benefits that flow from it will be much less than they would have been before. So if you take the Olympic Highway, the road from Aldgate up to Stratford.
That's the High Street 2012 project.
High Street 2012 project. £4 million has been saved from that budget because it's an easy saving to be made. The money hasn't been spent yet. The idea of that is to improve the street scene and the facilities on the connection between the city and Stratford. Because if we're going to get people to invest in and bring jobs to Stratford, we've got to make sure it doesn't feel like it's a sort of outpost of London. It needs to be further dug into the heart of London. And in the time that I've lived in the area for most of my life now, we found the centre of gravity is moving eastwards in London. We need to help that to happen more. And that's the real secret of success with the Olympic legacy.
If we met up again in 2012, yeah, or 2013, after all the Olympics has finished, all the athletes have gone home, do you think East London's going to be a better place or not?
I think to answer that question, it's really worth looking at Canary Wharf. And Canary Wharf's been going there for about 30 years now. And it's only now, 30 years down the line, that we're seeing real strong benefits flowing into the local communities. And I think with the Olympics, we can do it quicker than that. But it's not going to happen overnight. So there'll be some things that will be an immediate benefit. Improved transport. The park will be attractive. People will like that. The shopping centre coming on the back of it, that's a big benefit as well. We've also managed to get some training schemes and some improved health services and so on. A new secondary school will come out of the dining hall for the Olympic athletes. We turn into a secondary school after the Games. That's good stuff. So there'll be some immediate benefits. The other stuff is about us getting it right over the next 10, 20 years. And it's an exciting project. And if listeners think that, you know, the Olympics are over, where are all the benefits? That's the wrong way of looking at it. When the Olympics are over, the excitement's only just begun for us in East London, because we can really start building on the back of that over the next few years.
So would you accept the New Sound Radio Challenge, yeah, that at 2012 we'll meet up again and we'll play this back and then we'll see if this is the case?
Well, I think in 2012 we'll be able to look back at it and say we're up on the deal, there's a lot of benefits, but it's only a start and we need to work a lot harder over the next few years to make it really work for local people. I'm confident that with the energy of local people and the things we want to get done, if we can make sure that people like the Mayor of London and the government take us seriously, then we can make it a real long-term success story for the whole of London, including the East End.
John Biggs, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you. I'll be back in 2012.